Greetings and welcome to Monday Mastery Moment, a DMS Hope Life podcast. Thank you for joining me. I'm thankful for your time, participation, and presence in this time of dedicated and facilitated prayer. The goal here is to connect spiritually to your professional growth as an industry leader. I'm praying with and for leaders, titans, gatekeepers, innovators, and history makers. Together, we are turning our hearts toward God for direction, inspiration, and edification through the power of prayer. In this space, you are safe, you are valued, and you are appreciated. I am Dionne Marie, CEO of Dionne Marie Signature Holt Holdings, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to seek God with you. Join me in prayer and intentionally quiet your mind and direct your thoughts toward God. With your mind free of the noise of your day, take a moment to come in direct and intentional alignment with your body, mind, and soul. Fully and genuinely commit yourself to be actively present in this experience. Center yourself right now, right here in this special moment. Let's pray and declare God's grace. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. According to Mark chapter 11 and verse 4. God, we thank you for this moment. We thank you for this time of coming together. We thank you that we have seen this day and are positioned and prepared to begin this week. God, we exhort you. We lift you up. We honor you, O God. We adore you, O God. You are mighty and lifted up, O God. There is none like you in all the earth, in all the heavens. O God, there is none like you. We can search forever, for infinity, God, and not find another you. Divine, holy, sovereign, caring, loving, merciful, omnipotent, omnipresent. God, we love you. We love you, O God, and we thank you that you listen to us, that you hear our prayers, the petitions that we bring before you, O God. We know that you hear, and we know that you move on our behalf. We know that you have mercy on us daily, O God. We know that you love us. And it's not contingent upon what we do or don't do, oh God. You love us. You created us. You have plans and a purpose for our lives, and we are grateful. So now, God, as we enter your court, we enter, oh God, with our minds fully aware of your integrity, your character, your ability to examine our heart, your ability to see into the future and to see our past and not hold it against us and not hold us back. God, we thank you. We thank you for wisdom and direction as we move forward, O God. And on today, O God, as we clear the way, O God, to center our minds on you, O God, we pray on this day that you give us the strength, the mentality, the attitude, the function of a master. God, help us to be masterful in what we do, to operate with skill, to operate with precision, to take all that we have learned, oh God, in the classroom and outside of the classroom, at work and in our free time, oh God, in our reading, oh God, and in our doing, oh God, in the word and in secular arenas, oh God. Help us to be masterful, to operate with a mastery, oh God, unlike ever before. Let our minds be sharp. Let our speech be clear. Let our actions be pivotal, oh God, and impactful. Help us to operate with wisdom, with intelligence, with skill. As we move forward on this week, oh God, in our varied leadership positions, in our varied leadership roles, in our varied titles, from the United States all the way to Africa, to Asia, to the UK, to the Caribbean, oh God, wherever you have us on this earth, and everyone that hears under the sound of my voice, oh God, help us to be masterful in all that you have called us to do. We want to operate in excellence. We want to bring the kingdom glory. We want to speak clearly. Help bring words that we need, oh God, to focus the vision that you have for us, oh God, to bring it into focus, oh God. Help us to be clear in how we cast out the vision, oh God, how we speak it, oh God. Let us be mindful of the words that we use, O God, and help us to master our tongue, O God. While we are operating, some with having economic challenges, O God, let us not speak poverty over our lives and over our businesses and over our positions and over our careers. Let us not speak one way, O God, and then have a separate expectation, O God. We can't say that we're living in poverty and expect abundance, oh God. Let us be mindful of the words that we use. Let us show commitment in our acts, oh God, in our deeds, oh God, a commitment to excellence, a commitment to bring the kingdom glory, a commitment to do what you have called us to do in a way that we should do it, oh God. Not turning to the left, not turning to the right, not trying to get out of what you've called us to do, but staying within the purpose that you have called us to. Not trying to get up front of you, oh God, not trying to sidestep you, oh God, but to be in right alignment with the plans that you have for us, because we know that it is for our good, oh God. We know that we are participating in the advancement, O God, with you, O God, for you, O God, and because of you, O God. So let us be masterful in how we do it. With technique, with skill. Help us to harness our skills, O God. Things that we have learned, O God, and may not have been putting into use, O God. Bring it back to our remembrance, oh God. To help us build systems and processes and best practices, oh God. That will help polish our leadership ability, oh God. Our leadership skills, oh God. Help us to be empathetic and compassionate and sympathetic when necessary, oh God. Help us to be mindful of timing, oh God. and self-discipline to bridle our tongue, to fix our attitudes, to be poised and polished with our actions. Help us, oh God. Help us on this day as we move forward with this week. Help us when we can't help ourselves. Help us when we're feeling pressured. Help us when we're feeling stressed. Help us when we're feeling pulled in this direction and that direction by this voice and that voice, oh God. Help us find clarity. Help us to take charge with discipline. Show us how to be masterful in our arenas, our circles of influence. Help us to be the experts that you've called us to be. When people look at us and see the leadership that we have, they ask us how, and we can point them to you, O God. We won't be ashamed to say it was God. We won't be beside ourselves to say it was God. We will acknowledge you. We will bring the glory to the kingdom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Even in the marketplace, oh God. You will be our banner. Victory will be ours. Victory will be ours, oh God. And yours will be the glory. We thank you. We thank you that you hear our prayer on this day, oh God. We thank you that you are ordering our steps. You are bridling our tongues. You are positioning us. You are bringing us into right alignment. We are poised for success. We are prepared for success. We are ready to be the leaders that you have called us to be. No matter the challenge, no matter the cost, oh God, we are ready, we are capable, and we are able, knowing that you are God. You have your hand on our lives. You have a plan for our lives, and we live and operate in purpose, oh God. We are here for a reason, oh God. Everyone that is under the sound of my voice, you have called without a shadow of a doubt, God. You are placing favor on their lives, oh God. You are giving them power and authority and dominion, oh God, to be masters, oh God. To be masterful in how they operate, in how they speak, in how they lead. There will be no doubt. Oh God, there will be no doubt. Simply pressing forward toward the mark, operating in faith. Thankful. Thankful. Thankful for all that you have done and you will do, oh God, because that's the kind of God you are. You will not take your hands off of us. You will not forsake us. And so, God, we thank you. We honor you. We lift you up and we exhort you. You are worthy of all the praise, oh God. Amen and amen. I declare blessings in your soul, mind, body, workspaces, and platforms. I declare that you are blessed when you come and where you go. I declare you will have peace with your colleagues, coworkers, subordinates, staff, and executives. I thank God for your covering your believers in meetings, on travel, and in the execution of their daily task. Amen and amen. May God bless your pursuit of the next highest level of success and keep you safe from harm, evil, danger, and overzealous authorities. Peace to you, my friend. Please subscribe to Monday Mastery Moment on any podcast platform of your choice, including but not limited to Spotify. Let's keep starting your week together in a moment of dedicated prayer. Enjoy a blessed day and a completely wonderful week. You have mastered this moment. Be blessed and be a blessing.